Hi, I'm Nigel.
And I'm Tricia.
And we're here today to give you another podcast in the series of For Heart-Based Living. And today we thought we would talk about instincts versus rules. Now, in one of our previous podcasts, we have talked about learnings. And we thought we'd just discuss this idea of instinct versus rules, because we often hear many people who started to announce their rules in such a way that is limiting. For example, I'm no good at IT.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drive. I don't watch. I don't do. Whatever it might be.
I don't walk in the dark.
I don't walk in the dark.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it isn't to say that any of these don't have any validity. But they're used to an extent that they become a hard and fast rule, a position, and almost that anyone who does do these things isn't very smart at all in the way that someone proclaims these rules that they have. Now, it's very good for the people concerned to begin to notice, and for each of us to notice, when we start announcing, oh, I don't do this, I don't do that, like it's fixed. It's hard and fast and will never change. So, for example, if you're walking, instead of saying, oh, it's dark, I don't walk at night, I don't walk in the dark. Why? Well, it's not safe. Okay. Now, it may be that I won't walk when I feel unsafe might actually work better, because you may find that, and where we live here in Adelaide, you know, there are places that are very well lit, very, very public, if you want to call it that. And then there are spaces within that that are dark and unlit.
Mm.
So what we would tend to do is when it doesn't feel safe, is not to walk on that particular area. It doesn't feel safe because it's dark and I can't see or whatever. And it's particularly gendered also, because obviously men may feel safer in some spots than women may feel at this point. But nonetheless, it's a bit like some people might say, I don't use public toilets. And there might be a number of reasons, hygiene and safety and all sorts of things. But again, it might be, I will use them when I feel safe, and I won't when I don't. So that it's now down to your instincts and your feelings and you context what's around, rather than a position of, no, don't show me that. I'll never go there.
Mm-hmm.
That you can see how it can become so limiting just by having a statement of rule or position that means it will never change and will never look at an option, even when it's a perfectly valid one.
Mm. This sort of relates to sort of living your moments in a way.
Mm.
You know, the moment is there to go for a walk. You know, the moment you're on a walk and you do need to go to the toilets or use public toilets. So it's more than, okay, in that moment when that is what you need or what you would like to do, determining in that moment, given what you're facing, you know, is that something you will say yes to or no to? And that's very different to that blanket rule, like you've said, because you don't even take that first step out into it. So this way, it is more about, of course, like you said, you know, you do have some informed or information that guides your intuition or your sense of, you know, is it safe, you know. But when you start to think, well, you know, there's people around, there's lots of lighting, you know, I can run if I need to sort of escape something in a moment, or, you know, you can make those choices because you're open to trust yourself that you can make an instinctive or intuitive decision in that moment.
And you assess the situation in that moment based upon your need and on what you feel and see around you. I mean, there are many places that are very well lit. There are some places, I mean, I rove around this city for poetry, and I'm often, you know, now I'm a man, so there are some places I might go that maybe, Tricia, you wouldn't go.
Mm.
But nonetheless, during the 2 years that I've roved each week for poetry in summer and in winter, in dark places, I have been accosted once where I felt a little bit unsafe because the person was drunk. That happened about a year ago. I'm still roving the city. My learning from it wasn't don't go out at night because you might get accosted by a drunk person. It was, okay, well, that happened, but you know, the other, you know, 51 weeks that I did it in that year, nothing happened. In fact, people were very kind and nice, and it was nice to be out there. So yes, you know, maybe if I see someone drunk, I might go another way or something, but you know, I wouldn't not do that, because it's about assessing a situation and working out what is best. So this narrative that we have, it appears that for some people it becomes who they are. They define themselves by what they don't do. You know, I don't use IT. IT is a very good one, where people will say, I'm no good at IT, I can't use it. And I had a situation where I spoke to a person who said, I don't use IT, it's too complex for me. And I said, well, do you drive? And this person said, yes, I drive a car. And it's like, this is one of the issues that we trap ourselves in believing something is far more complex than it actually is, when we're actually already doing things that are more complicated than that. But we've already switched off to it and gone, oh, it's beyond me. It's not, it's just different. And we might need to be open and give ourselves time to acclimatize to it, like we can in most situations.
This is really interesting when you talk about the IT. I just got this image then of, you know, young kids with technology. I know my grandchildren, they go for it. You know, they openly give things a go when they sort of move the mouse around, and they, you know, oh, I'll try this and I'll try that. And so they don't have this talk that I can't. There's just this sense of, this is what I'm going to do. And so I can see how when we're in our minds have created these rules or this belief, and rules do lead into beliefs. They most certainly, you know, become more rigid. And the more and more rigid that is, the more difficult it is to be open, because we talk about this openness, but where does that openness come from when, you know, when we're so rigid with rules and beliefs? The openness seems like a lifetime away. You know, we might read, often we talk about, we read these insightful quotes that talks about, you know, be open and let go, and it sounds really good in theory, but the actual practice of that, unless we can recognize these things which we're talking about here now, you know, the position, the rules, the beliefs that are formed by something that, you know the narrative we tell ourselves, we're not actually going to get to that openness and be like kids are, you know, when they're really just open to learn. And, you know, it's a wonderful position to be in when you're a child, because, you know, you sort of have to wonder that a lot of the time, you know, they're moving from instinct. They're just feeling their way.
And this is the thing to learn from children, is that as we get older, you know, life and systems and conditioning all plays their role in suppressing what is quite natural for all of us to be open, to feel, see, hear, and all of that. And over time, we unwittingly narrow.
Yep.
And if we can now notice that, we can reverse it. We can reverse it and open up to things and not allow, you know, these conditions rules that we've created starting to limit what we do and how we do it.
We've even created rules around well-being and happiness, really, in a way, because you'll be happy when, you know, well-being, if you do these types of things, that will. But really what we've sort of, it's unfolding now and we're getting to here, is that happiness and well-being, from that simple thing of being a bit more open and triggering that more natural instinct, very much like childlike, you know, that playfulness in us, can be that natural pathway towards that feeling again and feeling alive, you know, feeling, embracing, you know, what you're in, whether it's outdoors, on a walk, feeling like you can, you know, try different things and you can be okay with it, very much like children can.
Well, very much. I mean, you know, let us let go of our rules and our self-talk around what we don't do. Let us really, and this is what we have found, that with people that we've worked with, that when they really start to question this self-talk that comes out, that I don't do this as a rule about this, and actually go, why do I have that? Where did that come from? Is it still valid? Is it very specific and contextual, in which case maybe it doesn't have to apply to everything else? Then people can start to be aware of them and actually go, you know what, I'm going to choose not to have that because I can do all of this. So not what can I not do, what can I do, what do I feel I want, what do I want to do, and how can I make that happen?